Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Heads up, fellas, this coming Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Got your gift? Flowers? Candy? Made your reservations? Here's an idea.
If you love your spouse or significant other, you know, you can definitely show them with a steak, a great steak. And, you know, think about those steaks that fit into the bold research, which are our 29 lean cuts, like the T-bone or the New York strip or the sirloin. Those are great steaks that you can even feed two people off of if you wanted to watch that portion size.
Allison Smith with the Kentucky Beef Council there with a unique approach to Valentine's Day. That bold research she mentioned stands for beef on an optimal lean diet. If you're dining in, maybe you could grill a lean cut of beef at home. Smith says they have a full promotion underway for the month of love. You can check some of that out on their website, KYBeef.com.
So we're going to be doing a lot of giving information out as well as just promotion of this bold research in the Heart Month. And it's also I Heart Beef Month. So we're going to be capitalizing on all of that together and working with the Heart Association to do some things. And also we're going to be doing several things on the website, giveaways and things like that. So we're really excited about the bold research and how it's going to help and shed some light on how beef fits into a healthy diet.
That website again is kybeef.com. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky, a place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit, a place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable, a place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Continuing with the Valentine's Day theme, the Beef Council's Allison Smith says February is Heart Month, and that new bold research indicates lean beef can be a part of that celebration.
And it's a great study that is very in-depth that talked about how beef fits into a heart-healthy diet. It actually shows how beef, if you consume it every day at least 4 ounces, helps in contributing to lowering cholesterol.
And if you should be dining in for Valentine's evening dinner, even in the cold months, tossing a lean cut of beef on the patio grill is done a lot more often than you might think.
Although we talk about the grilling season, a lot of people have found that it's a lean way to cook and it's also fast and not a lot of cleanup. We do see a lot of people grilling steaks and that is, you know, but there's still people that do the traditional pot roast and they still do the broiling. It just kind of depends on their preference. You know, if they're a charcoal person, they're obviously probably not going to be grilling in the winter. But if they're a gas grill person, they definitely are.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network. We'll be right back.